This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. WCHL, 53 degrees and very foggy this morning. We have a dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m. Mostly sunny otherwise. And warmer temperatures today. Highs today in the low 80s. And guess what? Tomorrow, we're going to be in the middle 80s. But rains will be coming back. We'll have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. Overnight low in the low 60s. On Saturday, a 60% chance of showers and maybe thunder showers. Highs in the upper 70s. Big chance of rain on Saturday night and Sunday as well. Right now, as I said, 53 degrees and very foggy. Be careful this morning. Two former Chapel Hill sanitation workers could get the opportunity to fight for their jobs and lost compensation after the North Carolina Court of Appeals ruled to allow them a hearing of their peers.
It's been almost a year now since Judge Badur dismissed the claim. You know, basically did what the Chapel Hill lawyer asked him to do.
That is Kerry Bigelow and Clyde Clark's attorney, Alan McShirley, who's a civil rights attorney with McShirley and Turner PLLC here in Chapel Hill.
Ms. Clark still has not found regular work. I think Ms. Bigelow has found some work.
Bigelow and Clark were fired in October of 2010 for insubordination and complaints by town residents about their job performance. An investigation was conducted by Raleigh-based human resources and compliance firm Capital Associated Industries, and they recommended the men be fired. The Citizens Advisory Committee concurred. The town of Chapel Hill created a page on its website explaining the reasons for termination and provides copious amounts of documentation about the case. It explains that the termination was not based on a single incident and that multiple residents had complained about the former employee's service and intimidating behavior. You can find a link to that information by visiting our website, chapelbro.com. McShirley says a recent case regarding another former employee of the town's sanitation department, Lee Thompson, adds some confusion to the case. Thompson was cashing a check at the state employees' credit union on Pittsburgh Street, when the bank manager asked him to remove a fallen limb from the side yard of the business. McShirley says it took Thompson and his partner only about 5 minutes to cut it up and throw it into the back of the truck.
We felt like that was a contradiction. If you were a public works employee at Chapel Hill, you didn't know whether you should do something people ask you or you shouldn't do it.
Alan McShirley says the Personnel Appeals Committee unanimously ruled about a month ago that Thompson should not be fired. Town Manager Roger Stansel has to make the final ruling, and McShirley says the rule states it should be done within 2 weeks of the committee's presenting the ruling to the town manager. He says as of Monday this week, no decision had been announced. When Bigelow and Clark's lawsuit against the town was sent to Orange County Superior Court Judge Alan Badur nearly a year ago, McShirley says the judge's explanation didn't go into depth into why he threw it out.
We had made about four or five claims. We felt like they had violated their First Amendment rights. All this is under the North Carolina Constitution.
Judge Badur told WCHL it would not be appropriate for him to talk about the case. The town has 30 days to appeal the decision to the North Carolina Supreme Court. But McShirley says he's confident that it won't and that the men will get their date in court. By Wednesday afternoon, McShirley said he tried to contact his clients and was not yet able to reach them. The Bicycle Apartments, a $20 million student housing project less than a mile from downtown Chapel Hill, broke ground on Wednesday morning. Town leaders say it will reinvigorate the downtown economy in more ways than one. WCHL's Rachel Nash has details.
Students are such a vital part of our local economy. And having them in a well-maintained, well-managed living community right downtown is just really tremendous. It's going to be a great impact for all of us.
That's Meg McGurk. She's the executive director for the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Trinitas Ventures LLC, a national developer of student housing communities, is backing the project. The plan is to knock down the existing three buildings at the Central Park Apartments location off Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. 194 apartments, or 608 units, designed in compliance with the LEED accreditation system, will be built in its place.
This is what we call student housing by design, and it's a unique property for Chapel Hill. There isn't one like it yet. This is groundbreaking in many ways, and it's something that's needed in our community.
The property management staff will live on site. Travis Vinsel is the vice president of development for Trinitas Ventures. Here's Vinsel.
And we thought it was an opportunity for us to bring a product where we redevelop, bring a new product, a by-design product, close to the students, close to the center of campus, close to the center of town.
Aaron Nelson, the president and CEO of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, says he's excited to bring more students closer to downtown.
600 students, walkable distance to downtown. The businesses downtown are excited about that. More shoppers, more eyes on the street, easier to come to and from campus, bringing them in from other communities where they live right now.
Ann Nelson says it's a good time for downtown Chapel Hill. 140 West, the 8-story, $55 million development on Franklin Street, just opened last month. The building contains 140 residences and 26,000 square feet of retail space.
Downtown is in a renaissance right now. Additional housing, additional retail, more restaurants. It's a real exciting time for downtown.
The complex is slated to open in 2014, just before the beginning of the school year. For more information about the bicycle apartments, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Town Council got its first look last night at plans to revamp the town's advisory boards. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
When it comes to gathering resident input, the town of Chapel Hill relies on 19 standing committees and commissions, as well as a variety of task forces and work groups. But some on the town council worry that the current structure isn't working.
We've built up the system over several decades, and if we could streamline it in some way, not only could we make the work more meaningful and hopefully better feedback for the council, but we could possibly save money or reallocate resources within the town to do other things that are frankly probably a little more important.
That's Councilmember Gene Pease. He and a work group of fellow council members have spent the last year studying the roles and responsibilities of the various committees. Last night, they rolled out a proposal to combine many of the existing boards.
I know this is probably hitting some of you as some radical change. We think it's an evolution of our thinking, to be frank. We know we haven't figured everything out, nor has it been intended to so far. And I know the committee feels that this would be a very important step to try to align our current system with our new thinking on 2020.
The first phase of the revamp will focus on those boards involved in the development review process. 10 committees, including the Transportation Board, Bike and Pedestrian Board, Greenways Commission, Historic District Commission, and the Community Design Commission, could see their functions rolled into four new groups, each centered on a main goal from the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Plan. The new advisory boards would be called Community Housing, Community Design, Transportation and Connectivity, and Environmental Stewardship. A representative from each would also sit on the Planning Board, whose membership would be split between the committee representatives and at-large members. But Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt worried that kind of workload might discourage many from participating on advisory boards in the future.
Families and full-time job people are just going to have a hard time being on two major boards, which is what they'd have to do if they're on the planning board, or even handling a lot of these issues.
Council members also voiced concern that the new plan focuses too narrowly on development review, without recognizing the other functions of many of the advisory boards. Here's Jim Ward.
If the general notion is to merge Bike Ped, T-Board, Greenways, as far as how they interact with the development review process, that's fine. I can see how that might work. But there continues to be, at least for Greenways and Bike Ped, a tremendous advocacy role that they need to play in this community, as far as I'm concerned, because we need those two elements in our community to a greater degree than we already have.
Mayor Kleinschmidt stressed that this is just the beginning of the planning process and that the role of each board will be thoroughly analyzed during the year-long review process.
What we're not doing is jettisoning an important function of town volunteers to provide advice to the council, but rather taking those elements and reconfiguring them in a way that's more efficient, but yet continues to allow for their value to be added.
The council will discuss the plan further at a business meeting on June 10th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:16, 16 minutes after 7 o'clock, WCHL. Last year, for the WCHL FM launch, we hosted a great event here at the Vilcom Center, where our studios are located. Hundreds of people in the community came out, and we still get requests from everybody to do it again. When that time has finally come, we invite you and the whole community to come out to Vilcom Center across from Timberline Shopping Center off Weaver Dairy Road next Wednesday, May 15th. That is 6 days away, from 5:30 until 8 p.m. for a food truck rodeo to help celebrate the launch of our new website redesign, Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, and stronger. So make sure you come out next Wednesday. There will be delicious food truck fare and fun giveaways. We will see you right here. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Well, say good morning to the wonderfully attired Rand Northam this morning with a black shirt and a burgundy tie, looking quite fashionable today.
Thank you very much, sir. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too. Great to have you here.
Great to be here.
Yeah. Well, if we can get that coffee machine working in the other room, we're going to be a lot better off. But
that
darn
is
thing
very
won't
true.
Do anything.
You know,
just sits there.
Maybe I'll type into my iPhone and see if I can't get it to tell the coffee maker to work.
Maybe that might work.
That might work.
I mean, we certainly can do it. Well, what's happening on the roadways other than the fog?
Oh, man.
This fog is thick.
It is thick this morning, so be on the lookout. Use extreme caution this morning and give yourself a little extra time to get where you're going. NC 54 heading westbound between I-40 and 15501, seeing a delay this morning. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. No other delays, no accidents reported at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather brought to you by the all-new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe in Chapel Hill, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. All full-size menu items are just $3. What a deal. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open at Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center. As I said, dense fog advisory in effect until 9 a.m., 53 degrees right now. After the fog clears away, mostly sunshine today, warmer. Highs today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low about 57 or 58. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s, so a little bit warmer tomorrow. Now, tomorrow night, we'll start to get some clouds in here. 20% chance of showers, lows in the low 60s. On Saturday, cloudy, showers, thunderstorms likely, mainly in the afternoon. High in the upper 70s, chance of rain 60%. That will go all the way through Saturday night with a low in the upper 50s. And then on Sunday, partly sunny with the chance of showers in the morning and the highs in the low 70s. 7:19, 19 minutes after 7 at WCHL.
Our name is WCHL. Our dialed position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world. With instantly live streaming, you can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
All right, time now for more news on WCHL, just ahead of WCHL Championship Sports. Beginning today, you can pay for metered parking in Chapel Hill with your smartphone. But each transaction will cost you 35 cents on top of the parking fee. Here's Brenda Jones, the town's parking services superintendent.
I'm really hoping that it will make people's lives easier. Basically, we're using new technology to offer an additional payment option for residents and visitors to the town of Chapel Hill.
The town's pay-by-phone vendor is a company called Park Mobile USA, Inc. Jones says this option will make the parking system more efficient.
You might have a line of people at particular times of the day. For example, the dinner rush with a pay-by-phone option, you won't have to stand in line.
To use the new Park Mobile system, you can register for free at parkmobile.com or download the mobile app. Once registered, you can use the app, the internet, or a toll-free number to pay for parking. You can also select the option to receive alerts and reminders 15 minutes prior to expiration of their parking session. Park Mobile has an app for the iPhone, Android, Windows, and BlackBerry smartphones. You pay according to which meter zone you're parking in. Stickers were placed throughout Chapel Hill early this week to designate those zones. The stickers also have QR codes on them. You can scan the codes with your smartphone, and that'll start the transaction process. Jones says phase one of the project is the pay-by-phone option for metered spots on and off the streets, but it could be expanded further.
Assuming that this all goes really well and people respond well to it, the next phase would be possibly to integrate it into our off-street lots, Wallace Deck, Rosemary Columbia Lot, and hopefully the 140 West Lot as well.
If you'd like more information about the pay-by-phone parking, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Orange County commissioners will try and balance budget priorities at a work session tonight. The county is looking to finance several large construction projects in the next 5 years without bumping up against its debt ceiling. To do so, county staffers are recommending that the board move ahead with the Colbert Science Wing expansion next year, but delay construction of the Southern Branch Library until 2017. We certainly haven't heard the last of that. Rising costs for health care and retiree benefits, as well as EMS upgrades and increased funding requests from the schools, top the list of budget concerns for the 2013-2014 fiscal year. Those total an additional $15 million in spending and will require a 10-cent property tax rate increase to fully fund them all. Orange County Commissioners will hash out the details when the board meets at 7 o'clock tonight in the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. WCHL News Time, 7:22, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Major college football news regarding the Universities of North Carolina and South Carolina is scheduled to be announced this morning in the Queen City. Will Webb is the executive director of the Charlotte Sports Foundation. UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham and South Carolina Athletics Director Ray Tanner will all be in hand for the announcement at 9 o'clock this morning at Bank of America Stadium. The announcement will obviously revolve around the location of the matchup between the Tar Heels and the Gamecocks. This year's meeting is scheduled for August 28th in Columbia. And today's announcement will officially set the 2015 battle in the home of the Carolina Panthers, the ACC Championship game, and the Belt Bowl. Brian Chakos, former Carolina football player and current member of the WCHL and Chapelboro.com staff, is with us on the phone this morning. And Brian, of course, being closely connected to UNC Athletics. Brian, no matter what happens with this announcement this morning, that's certainly a big game coming up for the Tar Heels on August 28th.
Yeah, Ron, good morning, man. And again, it's an exciting opportunity. It's going to be a great atmosphere, and the game's going to be on Thursday night, the 29th, down at William Bryce Stadium in Columbia, South Carolina. It's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. It's going to be in an SEC atmosphere. And hopefully Carolina fans will travel down there, take in that great experience, and seeing what SEC football is all about. But again, it's a great litmus test for the Carolina football team, obviously finishing up strong last year. And really seeing where this team is going to be all about this year. It's a great test. They have the number one overall NFL prospect in Jadeveon Clowney on their team. And again, it's going to be a great test for our guys to see where we stand to start the year.
Well, I don't know about this, but they're talking about the future here with the matchups mm-hmm. between North Carolina and South Carolina. But yeah, I suppose they're having an announcement today. There's a slight sure. possibility at least that could the game be moved to Charlotte for the upcoming game this fall?
Yeah, well, reports that I've seen has been projected that September 5th of 2015 has been a date that's on a Saturday at Bank of America Stadium. And you know what? I sort of think it's a great idea. You know, it almost reminds you of when Carolina went down and played LSU at the Chick-fil-A Bowl at the Georgia Dome. And, you know, this sort of favors us a little bit. Obviously, Charlotte's a enormous fertile ground for Carolina alumni. You know, if you look geographically, though, South Carolina is closer to the Bank of America Stadium than us here in Chapel Hill. So,
But, Brian, my question is, could they possibly move it for this year's game? Is it too short notice in order to get that done? They're having a press conference today.
Yeah, that's a great question, Ron. Logistically, ticket-wise, you know, you never know. I mean, it could be a possibility. It could be something where revenue splitting between the two universities, you know, and trying to figure that out. You know, good thing that Bubba's representing us, and I know he'll do a great job. And, you know, hopefully it could be something that maybe it'll work out. I would love that opportunity. It would be fantastic to have a chance to be able to go there and watch that game and take it in a great facility like Bank of America Stadium.
If that happens, certainly I would rather play them in Charlotte than in Columbia, that's for sure.
That's right. I would too, because those fans, South Carolina fans, are unbelievable. They're passionate, you know, and it's something that I'm hoping Carolina fans, we all strive to be one day and get that passion at that kind of level as well. So,
you got it.
You know, I would love it. I would love to be there, Ron. I know you and I will be there, pal. We'll be there cheering our Tar Heels on, man.
Yep, you got it. Hey, listen, thanks for your insights this morning, and we will wait and see what happens this morning at 9 o'clock.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it, Ron.
Okay. Brian Chakos, WCHL, again, major college football news regarding North Carolina and South Carolina scheduled to be announced this morning in the Queen City. We'll have to wait and see what happens there. Number one ranked Tar Heel baseball team defeated the James Madison University Dukes for the second night in a row last night, this time with a 6-1 victory in a shortened game because of inclement weather. Freshman Landon Lassiter was first to put a run on the board as Carolina took an early lead in the bottom of the first.
Casey Goss, the shortstop, trying to play behind Frank. It's a little hit and run. Frank, he's going to be waved in. He'll score the first run for the Tar Heels for another game, and it's Landon Laster driving him in with an RBI single. 1-0 Carolina.
That lead wouldn't last long. Dukes were able to tie it up at one run apiece in the top of the third, but a big hit and smart base running from Parks Jordan in the bottom of the fourth. But the Tar Heels back on top, 4-1.
Church comes set. Delivers, swung on, hit into the gap in right center field. No chance for the JMU fielder. Stubbs will come in to score. Russell right behind him, and Parks Jordan with a stand-up double.
And the scoring didn't stop there for the Tar Heels. Sophomore Michael Russell helped tack on two more in the fifth for Carolina to put the Heels on top of the Dukes, 6-1.
The 0-2 swung on, hit right up the middle, and it's going to get between Goss and Chaban and into the outfield. One run will come in. It's Moran. Another one will come in. It's Holberton.
With the score still 6-1 in favor of Carolina and one out remaining at the bottom of the sixth, storms rolled in last night. After about an hour of waiting, the game was eventually called, giving Carolina the win. With that victory, Carolina is now 44-4 overall. Tar Heels are back in action on Friday night when they face Georgia Tech for the first of a three-game series on the road down in Atlanta. Very important Atlantic Coast Conference series for the Tar Heels this weekend against a good Georgia Tech team. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutt.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
George Karl, one of UNC's all-time greats, reached a pinnacle he never thought possible. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. With all the great players and kids who have passed through Carolina basketball, George Karl is one of the most intriguing. A cocky kid from Penn Hills, Pennsylvania, Karl was nearly blackballed by the team on his recruiting visit, but he channeled that cockiness into a style that thrilled Tar Heel fans for 4 years. Hair and socks flopping as he drove for the basket, pulled up for a jumper, or dived after a loose ball, Karl quarterbacked an NIT champion and a Final Four team for Coach Dean Smith. He had a short stint in the NBA, but by then his past coaches had turned him onto their profession, and he became an NBA head coach at the ripe old age of 33. Immaturity and competitiveness caused him to challenge players and rip down locker doors in halftime and postgame tirades. Again, almost blackballed from the NBA, Karl coached in Europe and the Boonies for 3 seasons before getting another chance with Seattle in 1991. He made the most of it and has become an NBA fixture ever since, missing the playoffs only 1 year when his Milwaukee Bucks went 41-41. Karl had to sit out one season with prostate cancer and then was hired by the Denver Nuggets, where he has coached overachieving and fun-to-watch teams for the last 9 seasons, 8 of which ended with a first-round loss in the playoffs. But Karl remains a fan favorite in Denver, where the franchise supported his second bout with cancer, this time of the throat, as he survived months of grueling chemo and radiation treatment. He has since returned, weighing less and stressing less by delegating to his staff and trying to enjoy pure coaching. He's done that with a team of talented non-stars like Carolina point guard Ty Lawson, who is faster than Karl was, but otherwise plays a lot like his coach did. After a brilliant 52-25 season, an NBA best 38-3 home record at the Pepsi Center in Denver, and despite a loss to Golden State in the playoffs, Karl was an overwhelming winner of NBA Coach of the Year. He received the Red Auerbach Trophy at a humble, emotional press conference. Growing up as a basketball player and coach and being at death's door and back, George Karl has finally received the honor he only dreamed of. And just like George, he gave credit to everyone but himself in a decorated basketball life well worth living. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Orange County Emergency Services is dedicated to ensuring the appropriate and efficient response to 911 emergencies and natural and man-made disasters throughout Orange County. The department operates 24 hours a day throughout the year. For more information about Orange County Emergency Services, please call 919-245-6100. That's 919-245-6100. In case of an emergency, always be sure to dial 911.
Sister Act, the smash hit musical the New York Post calls ridiculously fun, is coming here direct from Broadway.
It's the hilarious story of a wannabe diva who transforms a ragtag church choir into the hottest musical act around.
And she discovers what sisterhood is all about. So join the 3 million people who've experienced the pure, unadulterated fun of Sister Act, America's new musical comedy classic.
You'll leave the theater feeling amazing.
Opens Tuesday for 8 great shows. For best seats, go online to deepaknc.com today.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at OurLocalDeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit OurLocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It's bottom of the hour at WCHL. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather. Brought to you this morning by Fifth Season Gardening in Carrboro. Everything you need for organic gardening, plus unique plants, ceramic pots, and more to beautify your home and garden. Fifth Season, not your garden variety gardening store. 53 degrees this morning. Dense fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning, and the fog is indeed thick out there. Today, mostly sunny and warmer. Our high today in the low 80s. So really good weather is on the way.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
At Cleveland, kidnapping suspect Ariel Castro has a date in court this morning. CBS's Vanita Nair on the investigation.
Federal agents tell us that they are continuing to search for more evidence. Right now, their focus is on a vacant home that was somewhat nearby where these three women were held. They're not telling us exactly what they're looking for, only to say there's more evidence they believe they can unearth.
Officials are getting more clarity on what the three kidnapped women went through.
Contrary to some of the neighbors' reports that they saw nude women in the backyard, you know, wearing chains, authorities are telling us after speaking with the women and Castro, they believe they only left the home two times. And when they did that, they were heavily disguised, wearing wigs and masks to ensure that no one could identify them.
Gina DeJesus, one of the kidnapping victims. Cleveland City Councilman Matt Zone says her parents want to move forward.
They don't have hate in their heart for this individual, and they really ask the community for forgiveness.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:34, 26 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. 53 degrees and very foggy this morning. Look for sunshine today and warmer temperatures, highs in the low 80s. Tomorrow, even warmer. Tomorrow, a lot of sunshine with a high in the middle 80s. Rain coming for the weekend. A fog this morning, that is the top story as far as the weather is concerned. Two former Chapel Hill sanitation workers could get the opportunity to fight for their jobs and lost compensation after the North Carolina Court of Appeals ruled to allow them a hearing of their peers.
It's been almost a year now since Judge Badur dismissed the claim, you know, basically did what the Chapel Hill lawyer asked him to do.
That is attorney Alan McShirley, the attorney for Kerry Bigelow and Clyde Clark. He is with McShirley and Turner PLLC here in Chapel Hill.
Ms. Clark still has not found regular work. I think Ms. Bigelow has found some work.
McShirley is well known as a civil rights attorney. Bigelow and Clark were fired in October of 2010 for insubordination and complaints from town residents about their job performance. An investigation was conducted by Raleigh-based human resource and compliance firm Capital Associated Industries and recommended the men be fired. The Citizens Advisory Committee concurred. The town of Chapel Hill created a page on its website explaining the reasons for termination and provides copious amounts of documentation about the case. It explains that the termination was not based in a single incident and that multiple residents had complained about the former employee's service and intimidating behavior. You can find a link to that information by visiting our website, chapelboro.com. McShirley says a recent case regarding another former employee of the town sanitation department, Lee Thompson, adds confusion to this case. Thompson was cashing a check at the state employees' credit union on Pittsburgh Street when the bank manager asked him to remove a fallen limb from the side yard of the business. McShirley says it took Thompson and his partner only about 5 minutes to cut up the limb and throw it into the back of the truck.
We felt like that was a contradiction. If you were a public works employee at Chapel Hill, you didn't know whether you should do something people ask you or you shouldn't do it.
When Bigelow and Clark's lawsuit against the town was sent to Orange County Superior Court Judge Alan Bedour nearly a year ago, McShirley says the judge's explanation didn't really go into depth into why he threw it out.
We had made about four or five claims. We felt like they violated their First Amendment rights. All this is under the North Carolina Constitution.
Judge Bedour told WCHL News that it wouldn't be appropriate for him to comment on the case. The town has 30 days to appeal the decision to the North Carolina Supreme Court, but McShirley says he's confident that it won't and that the men will get their court date. By yesterday afternoon, McShirley said he had tried to contact his clients but was not yet able to reach them. The Bicycle Apartments, a $20 million student housing project less than a mile from downtown Chapel Hill, broke ground yesterday morning. Town leaders say it will reinvigorate the downtown economy in more ways than one. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
Students are such a vital part of our local economy, and having them in a well-maintained, well-managed living community right downtown is just really tremendous. It's going to be a great impact for all of us.
That's Meg McGurk. She's the executive director for the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Trinitas Ventures LLC, a national developer of student housing communities, is backing the project. The plan is to knock down the existing three buildings at the Central Park Apartments location off Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. 194 apartments, or 608 units, designed in compliance with the LEED accreditation system, will be built in its place.
This is what we call student housing by design, and it's a unique property for Chapel Hill. There isn't one like it yet. This is groundbreaking in many ways, and it's something that's needed in our community.
The property management staff will live on site. Travis Vinsel is the vice president of development for Trinitas Ventures. Here's Vinsel.
We thought it was an opportunity for us to bring a product where we redevelop, bring a new product, a by-design product, close to the students, close to the center of campus, close to the center of town.
Aaron Nelson, the president and CEO of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce, says he's excited to bring more students closer to downtown.
600 students, walkable distance to downtown. The businesses downtown are excited about that. More shoppers, more eyes on the street, easier to come to and from campus, bringing them in from other communities where they live right now.
Ann Nelson says it's a good time for downtown Chapel Hill. 140 West, the 8-story, $55 million development on Franklin Street, just opened last month. The building contains 140 residences and 26,000 square feet of retail space.
Downtown is in a renaissance right now. Additional housing, additional retail, more restaurants. It's a real exciting time for downtown.
The complex is slated to open in 2014, just before the beginning of the school year. For more information about the Bicycle Apartments, visit our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Wiley Post has today's commentary coming up next, and it's about what he calls crazy stuff going on in Raleigh right now, the state legislative building, I should say. And that is on the way next on WCHL. Good morning. It is 7:40, 20 minutes until 8 o'clock. It's Ron Sutz, and Rand Northam has just stepped into the studio this morning. Very busy back in the newsroom this morning, and a lot of things going on at chapelboro.com.
There sure are a lot of things. D.G. Martin has his newest column up about Pat McCrory and the Charlotte Curse, is what he calls it. A trend that charlatans, not making it much further in public office, is what he says. So you'll want to check that out.
And you will hear from D.G. Martin next hour here on WCHL as well.
And there are several new great galleries up in the new Chapelboro 2.0 Flipper. And this is a really great way to see the new photo gallery, or to see all of the photos in our new photo gallery, because you don't have to click on each individual link, yeah, and then wait for that page to load. You can click the right or left arrow and go to the very next image very quickly. And it's a great experience to be able to view all of these images now on our Scene Around Town galleries. Great photos by Susan Murray and a few other people. Susan taking the majority of those, but really great way to see all those photos now on Chapelboro 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
And Trinitas Groundbreaking Gallery is also up in that section as well. Carborough Day and Block Party at Cat's Cradle is up in our Scene Around Town Gallery. So lots of photos, lots of events going on, and Susan making it out to a lot of those. She can't make it out to all of them because some of them overlap, but she makes it out to a lot and gets those photos up for us, so you'll want to check all those out. Much more available on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Thank you very much, Rand. We'll get a look at traffic in just a few minutes, if you don't mind.
You betcha.
And also, let me tell you about something going on next week. Last year, for the WCHL-FM launch, we hosted a great event here at the Vilcom Center, where our studios are. Hundreds of people in the community came out. We had a great time. And we still get requests, even to this day, from everyone to do it again. Well, that time has finally come. We invite you and the whole community to come out to Vilcom Center across from Timberline Shopping Center on Weaver Dairy Road next Wednesday from 5:30 until 8 p.m. for a food truck rodeo to help celebrate the launch of our new website design, Chapelboro 2.0, bigger, faster, stronger. So make sure you come out next Wednesday. We're going to have fun just like we did last time. It'll be delicious food truck fare and fun giveaways. We will see you here.
Gaines Steer here, owner and chief character at The Last Unicorn, unique architectural antiques for home and garden. You know, wrought iron gates and such, stained glass and other pretties. During the weekends in May, we are staging our 24th annual May Show and Tell Sale. 7 days in May with a 24.9% discount. Our 5-acre outdoor showroom is brimming with unique home and garden ideas. Find us on the web at thelastunicorn.com. Y'all come. Till then, Gaines.
Pulmonology. Gastro what? I can't say that.
These are big words for kids to say, even bigger for them to handle. That's why we salute the real-life superheroes that make North Carolina Children's Hospital the super hospital it is. Ranked in 10 of 10 clinical categories by U.S. News and World Report, and highest in the state in pulmonology, gastroenterology, and cancer. North Carolina Children's Hospital is really proud of its number one ranking, with those that matter most.
Like me. Like me.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., Nationwide Insurance Member.
Nationwide is on your side. I've been saying it for years, but why should you believe it? Well, Nationwide puts members first because they don't have shareholders. To join the nation, contact a local Nationwide agent today.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Paid endorsement. Not all Nationwide companies are mutual companies. Not all policyholders are members of a mutual company. Rights and benefits determined by policy language, company bylaws, and applicable law.
Kitchen a little cramped? Let Cedarburg Kitchens and Additions make your life a little easier. Bill Cedarburg has been helping local families achieve their design dreams for over 25 years. The design team will guide you through your home's entire project to ensure that you have the kitchen, bathroom, or addition that suits your family's needs. And they have been an Angie's List Super Service Award winner for the last 2 years. Cedarburg Kitchens, translating your home dreams into living spaces. Learn more at CedarburgKitchens.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on ChapelBurrow.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning. It is 7:45, 15 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Salamanders, shark-tooth fossils, Virginia possums, tree frogs. Are these really more important than jobs? I know we've said this before, and you would believe that someday the bills coming from North Carolina General Assembly would help the citizens that are still underemployed and unemployed who need our help. House Bill 830 wants to adopt new state symbols and just adds to the fact that this elected body has no plans to ever bring jobs back to Orange County anytime soon. Salamanders, these amphibians Peruvians have installed a major tunnel system in my front yard that Dwight Eisenhower would be proud of, and they want to honor this critter with a state symbol. Shark's teeth fossils? I thought they had more old fossils to choose from than a megalodon species that lived approximately 28.5 million years ago when some of the GOP members believed the Earth had yet formed, and they want to honor this critter with a state symbol. Virginia possum? They couldn't even come up with a critter from North Carolina. Will there be little white crosses along the highway honoring where the marsupial couldn't make it across? Tree frogs? I don't know that much about, but bullfrogs go best with a little salt and butter. And now the Republican-controlled committee in North Carolina General Assembly approved a bill Tuesday that would require teenagers to present a notarized parental consent form in order to access STD testing and treatment, mental health counseling, pregnancy care, or substance abuse treatment. Teenagers without a parent or guardian would be required to stand before a judge and request a judicial bypass in order to obtain those health services. I just don't understand the logic of this bill. Then again, I don't understand Republican thinking. I guess from their point of view, they think this bill will make teens have less sex or no sex. Yeah, like that's ever going to happen? Many kids do not and probably could not talk to their parents about sex. Therefore, getting parents' permission to get tested could cause a lot of problems at home. I mean, they can get a driver's license at 16, but they can't go to the doctor for a test without permission. The kids that do not get tested because they don't want to involve their parents and then go around spreading disease because they had not been tested or given the proper treatment, how does that make sense to anyone? I think the legislature's ideology is binding them to the potential harm this bill will do. Several doctors testified against the bill, and if the experts say something contrary to your ideological legislation, you need to rethink and reevaluate your position. But self-reflection is not a Republican trait. This is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Ask her what she wants for Mother's Day. You know what she'll say? Oh, nothing. I'm fine. Don't get me anything this year. That's just the way they are. Because it's never about her, and that's exactly what makes her a great mom, isn't it? Well, listen, surprise her this year. Show her how much she means to the family with a gift from Diamonds Direct. For this Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has put together a fantastic selection of affordable, home-run gifts for mom. Classics like pearls, eternity bands, three stone rings, diamond hoop earrings, or new modern stylish jewelry from famous designers like Tacori. Or maybe some of those really popular stackable rings. Oh, or how about some colored gemstone pieces, like a ring or pendant that features birthstones of the children, or a pendant with the kids' initials engraved. So many options, so many gifts that are just perfect for this occasion. Diamonds Direct, helping you honor the mother in your life with something she'll love today and treasure for years to come. On Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's. Good to go.
Southern Season is the premier destination to congratulate the graduate and shop for all mom's favorites. Shop our artisan chocolates, gift baskets, flowers, gourmet foods, and unrivaled selections of beer and wine. Visit us in-store for incredible savings, 25% off all champagne and 50% off all Vietri china. When it comes to gift-giving, selection and service at Southern Season are unrivaled. Celebrate family and friends and give the gift of great taste. University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com.
All righty then, time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Now with traffic, here's Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. NC-54 between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing a slowdown this morning. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. 15-501 elsewhere on NC-54, I-40 and the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents or delays. If you see anything else as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. But as always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features. There's a special feature every day of the week and sure to be a night out that is perfect for you. Menu specials and hours at CarolinaInn.com. Really foggy this morning. A dense fog advisory remains in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny, warmer, high today in the low 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the middle 80s, so even a little warmer than today. And then a big chance of rain coming up this weekend, Saturday, Saturday night, and Sunday. 7:51, 9 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond joins us now with the word of the day. How are you this morning, sir?
Oh, good morning, big guy. We've got a little fog out here.
Yeah, a lot of fog.
And then there's what's going on with the weather, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, here we go, buddy. I got a dandy for you this morning here. The word of the day is Aravist. Aravist. A, first letter of the alphabet. A-R-R-I-V, V as in Victor, V-I-S-T-E. A-R-R-I-V-I-S-T-E. Aravist. I'll give you a synonym to begin with, Ron.
Okay.
Help you with, you give you a little clue here on the definition. You know what a parvenu is? Well, a parvenu is synonymous with an aravist.
I'm not sure what a paravu is either, so.
It's not something that you eat from Italy. Alright, an aravist, is somebody who is new and uncertain as an arrival in a given social position or artistic endeavor. You know, those clamoring youngsters who surround your feet when you get off the air and say, oh, dreamy DJ, teach me how to be on the radio.
Right.
You know, that kind of person.
A newcomer or a visitor or a rookie.
Yeah, well, you notice the way Ron is not picking up at all on my cues here. He just refuses to play the game. All right, Aravist, A-R-R-I-V-I-S-T-E, somebody who is new and uncertain in a social position or an artistic endeavor or a timeless radio station. That's what it says right here. That's what the wordsmith says.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I know you're impatient. You have larger fish to fry, so I will say goodbye and talk to you in the morning.
Okay, buddy, take care. Wayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Frank Street Realty. Coming up next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
97.9 FM, WCHL's Ron Stutz. Time now for the clean joke of the day. And please welcome to the show, Brian Chakos.
What's up, Ron? Doing all right?
All right, big boy. How about you?
Good, man. I'm doing all right.
Good to see you.
Doing all right. Always good to see you.
Yeah, what's that What's that logo on your shirt there?
The whale.
A Vinter whale.
Vinter Vine shirt.
Now, you know, there are a lot of people who wear alligators on their shirt. You know, somehow it's appropriate that you would be wearing a whale.
I knew when you were looking at it. I knew this was going somewhere towards the whale icon on my shirt.
I mean, seriously,
hateful, man.
I mean, I've never seen a whale logo on a shirt
That's
before,
hateful.
And for you to come in here wearing it, I don't mean anything bad by it.
I thought you were all about like peace and kumbaya.
I'm peace and
that's
love,
so
baby.
That's so hateful, man.
But I don't mean it in a bad way. I don't mean it in a negative way. I'm just saying that it's appropriate for you.
Yeah, this might be a killer whale, man, if you don't.
The whale would probably overwhelm my whole body,
That's right.
But there it is right there, just a really little whale on Brian Chaco's chest.
I don't know, a couple Christmases ago.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, it's a comfortable shirt. I like
All right.
It.
Well, good. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say anything more about it.
Make fun of my shirt, man. Give me a complex.
I like the shirt.
Give me a complex.
Oh, shoot.
All right, you're
insecure in your in your ego.
That's right.
It's ridiculous.
All right, folks, enough of Ron. Here we go. The clean joke of the day, folks. And this is labeled The Professor Makes Change.
Okay.
A professor was giving a big test one day to his students. He handed out all of the tests and went back to his desk to wait. Once the test was over, the students all handed out the tests back in. The professor noticed that one of the students had attached a $100 bill to his test with a note saying $100 per point.
Mm-hmm.
The next class period, the professor handed the test back out. This student got his test back and $64 and change.
So I guess they made 36 on the exam.
Right. And that, folks, is the clean joke of the day.
That's terrible. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Muriel Wittleman is Education and Outreach Coordinator for Orange County Solid Waste. She's coordinating a big reuse rodeo for our community.
We round up a bunch of local reuse organizations and have them in one location so that students and others that have a wide variety of materials still in good, usable condition can donate them to our great charities. The idea of a reuse rodeo actually came from the National Reuse Alliance, and we have a Carolina chapter of which Orange County Solid Waste is a member, as well as, you know, other local solid waste agencies, and the reuse community is just thriving in the Triangle area and especially here in Chapel Hill. So we have some fine organizations that are at the reuse rodeo, the PTA Thrift Shop, and they are taking furniture and housewares and clothing and all kinds of stuff. It is being hosted at the Hargrave Center. They do a book bag giveaway every fall, so they're taking book bags and school supplies and binders and things like that that kids can use in the school. We have the Interfaith Council, which is taking unopened food and personal care supplies. And we also have the Compass Center for Women and Families. They're taking cell phones.
Muriel Wittleman is today's WCHL hometown hero. She says this big reuse rodeo this week is not just for UNC students.
You might be cleaning out. It's high time for spring cleaning. And the whole point really is to reduce, well, one of the points is to reduce student move-out waste. So it's one of the reasons that I'm really glad that the Hargrave Center was able to host, is because it's in the heart of Northside Community, which has a growing student population. There are a number of organizations that have been involved with the organization of the Reuse Rodeo as well. You know, the Downtown Partnership, Student Life Fraternity and Sorority Organization, they walked around and did a cleanup a couple of weekends ago, so they handed out flyers.
Muriel Willeman brings this kind of enthusiasm to every event in which she participates. She comes to the community dinner. She goes to all kinds of outdoor festivals and events, really, in our community, helping people recycling and make sure we dispose of our trash in the right way.
You don't have to be a student. You don't have to be moving out to participate. You know, again, the IFC is taking unopened food and personal care items. PTA is taking furniture and housewares, lamps, area rugs, furniture, clean clothes. They can certainly look on our website, www.orangecountync.gov/recycling. Go to the latest news page.
The Reuse Rodeo, again today and tomorrow from 9 until 2 at the Hargrave Center. And congratulations, Muriel Willeman, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Thanks so much.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather. A dense fog advisory remains in effect for another hour. It is really thick out there, hard to see. Today, mostly sunny and warmer with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, clear, low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, another nice day. Partly sunny with a high of about 85 degrees.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce plus social equity...